Welcome to another exciting episode of Why Your Story Podcast. I am your host, Travis.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And we are coming to you from the home of
SVI Media.
SVI Media.
Yeah. Great location for us to do this podcast, and wonderful people to work with.
Great people. We sure appreciate all they do for us. Appreciate all the community for listening, all of our listeners.
Yes.
What a great bunch of people.
I think we're
people.
Up to four listeners now.
Are we at to four?
Mm-hmm.
Four and a half.
Oh, what, amputee?
An amputee.
Do you know what? Oh, I won't do the...
That's horrible.
What's their name if they're in a pile of leaves?
I don't know.
Russell.
What's his... What do you call it? Guy floating in the water with no arms and legs.
Bob?
Yep.
What do you call a guy under the car? Jack. What do you
Jack.
Call them?
I'm going to say Jack because you just said Jack.
I know. What do you call a guy with no arms or legs on your wall?
Art.
Yes.
Yay.
We are so good with
those
kind of jokes.
I love it.
I like your mom jokes, too.
Yeah. Well, life's good.
Yes, I want you to tell me what's been happening. Now, this will probably air, I don't know, April, but right now it's,
right?
It's October.
Right now it's October.
So forgive us that it isn't like...
You know, it's all good. We never get these straight, but our listeners understand it's just you and I, so...
Yeah, it's just us.
Yep. Fall is here. Winter is coming, thank heavens.
And you're losing all your coat.
I'm trying to lose my coat.
Folks, he has lost 36 pounds.
Well, thank you, MJ.
Tell them the secret.
Suffer. Suffering. Long suffering. I'm serious.
Really?
I don't. I've hated every minute of it. Oh, dieting.
Yeah.
I haven't enjoyed it at all.
Yeah,
The running, the not eating the food I want to eat.
You're running.
I am running.
What?
Yeah, I'm jogging. I'm running. I'm weight training.
Really?
I try to stop sugar. I just suffer.
You
know.
But for your health?
Well, I just, you know, it seems like because I've got diabetes on both sides of my family. I don't want to be that when I'm 50, 60 years old, you know?
Right. And we've brought in many a patient.
It seems
so
like
sad.
Many of the patients we bring in are diabetic.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they've got right-sided heart failure. And
that's right.
Yeah. I just, heart disease. I didn't want to be that person. But I'll be honest with you. People ask me, so don't you feel much better? And the answer is yes, but I'm not as happy.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Yes.
Happiness to me is cherry Dr. Pepper with Doritos and queso.
Oh, yeah.
Watching football.
Oh, okay.
That's happiness
watching
for me.
Watching the Utes.
No, the Utes. Yeah, the Utes totally laid a big goose egg and lost to the BYU Cougars this year.
Yeah.
And they've really sucked
we
it up.
We felt bad for BYU, and so that's why we did it.
Is that why you did it? Mm-hmm. Just did a charity?
Yep. That is
promise?
The reason. No.
Because I seem to be watching some of them Utes crying on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad. So what else is new besides this weight loss?
Hunting season's coming to an end and it's been great. I just love this time of year. My real job slows down. I can start to do my reporting and maintenance in the shop. And I got some really good people there. So life's good. Life's good. What about you?
Well, my day started off, I went and put some things in my car because I'm going to head to Salt Lake real quick. And I just felt weird. You know, and I'm like, what? I was wearing my bra backwards. I think it's A, time to get a new bra.
What? How does that even work? Do you just...
Well, the clips on the back are wide, like 2 inches.
Okay.
And I just didn't twist it around. Because, you know, when you put on your bra, you twist.
Okay.
So I only did a 180.
Oh, my gosh.
It was really funny. And I was really comfortable with it. So I'm going to go buy a new bra.
Okay. Yep. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, they're expensive.
For all of our listeners that understand what you were just talking about.
I think that's a good idea. Month.
Is it really?
Yeah. I think every month should be Breast Awareness Month, but yeah, it's official.
I'm aware.
You're aware? Well, it's always good to... It's really always good to check those things out.
I can't. Let's move on. We got to move on.
Okay. The girls and I are happy.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. We are going to clean it up.
Let's clean this up.
A little bit.
Let's pull our heads out of the trash. What are we doing today?
Today, we are going to talk about the 90s.
So, we've done the 60s, 70s, 80s, mm-hmm. and now we're at the 90s.
We are.
So, it seems to me that you kind of really shined, you know, you were really excited to do the 90s.
Yeah, it's not my favorite era. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, era. Mm-hmm. Music genre.
Yeah, but it has some great songs and some... It's probably like when Elvis changed the world to rock.
Yes.
The 90s did boy bands.
Yes.
Although your dad was in the best boy band.
Yes, the best boy band. But the 90s were past our time, the Osmonds.
Yeah.
We were in Branson, Missouri singing to old people in the 90s.
Well, was that kind of fun?
Yeah, it was good. That's where I learned my skills on the bass.
Oh, nice.
And got my education all screwed up, so...
Yeah.
It was all good.
It definitely was the punk culture.
Yeah. So the reason that I'm not so hip on the 90s, we're kind of keeping this 90s rock or classic rock, what have you, just top songs. We're staying away from country because we're going to do other podcasts on country. But by the 90s, I had gone almost strictly country because I felt like I don't know how you can compete with 90s country music in anywhere in any music genre of the world today.
I concur.
Best music made during the 90s, I feel, was country. Having said that, we're going to go over some good stuff today.
We are, because there was wonderful things out of the 90s. Do you know that Sony Discman was invented in the 90s?
Everybody had a Sony Discman who was anybody, right?
Exactly. Doc Martens.
I had a pair of Doc Martens on my mission.
Oh, I had several pair. Oh, you did on your mission.
I did, yeah, because I was on my mission in the 90s.
Okay. Were you comfy cozy?
I loved my Doc Martens.
Okay.
I wore them for 2 years every day and did not wear them out.
Oh, wow.
They are tough.
They're really tough.
Great shoe. Heavy.
Yeah.
Big soles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that.
What wonderful things did you play with Beanie Babies? Because they were in the 90s, too.
Nope. No, my little sisters did the Beanie Baby thing.
Okay. What about plaid clothing?
I still wear plaid clothing is the problem.
I am wearing plaid
clothing. You are wearing plaid clothing. Is that a 90s thing?
Yes. And look at the rip in my pants.
Is that a 90s jeans. Thing, too?
Yes.
Because acid wash was like 80s, right?
Yeah.
So holes in the pants became a thing in the 90s. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember like 1990, 1991. Remember those pants? They were called, I think, Jerboes.
Oh, yeah.
Those were a 90s thing.
That was a 90s thing. Did I tell you about the time I lost my pants?
Okay, we were trying to keep this above board.
No, I was
it was the water?
No.
No, carry on.
I was going down the running sidewalk thing at the... airport, if you don't want to walk it and you want to go the easy way. Why am I stuttering?
I don't know what you're talking. Are you talking like the escalator thing?
Yes.
That moves along the ground?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just tootling along and I get to the end and when I fly comfortable. And the little thing that goes down went down and my pants came off.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm stuck.
At the airport.
At the airport. It stops it. And so all these people...
Because your pants are jammed in it?
It was horrible.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh. It was so bad, Trav. Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, I covered the areas I could, the best I could, and basically just died of humiliation. I am having a hard time today with words. Yeah, it was a good one.
I have never ever lost my pants at the airport in an escalator. I never have. I don't know anybody on this planet other than you that's lost their pants in the escalator.
I've lost a lot of things.
My heavens. Well, okay, so in the 90s, I feel like I was trying to grow up in the 90s.
Okay.
I don't know why. 90s were a very interesting 10 years in my life. And I was more serious, I think, than anything. I felt like I had to grow up too fast.
Oh.
I know, it was sad.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Because I got yanked out of, I went to 5 high schools.
Oh, my goodness.
And got yanked all over the freaking country. Mm-hmm. And I got kicked out of high school for fighting.
No, you didn't.
I did. That's, we can tell that story later. Maybe I already told it. I don't remember.
Oh, but my
I
did. Goodness.
I got kicked out of one of them for fighting. So I ended up in a Pentecostal high school, private Pentecostal high school. And they let me go to high school there on one condition.
And what was that?
I would play the bass for their Wednesday night revivals.
Oh.
Yep. So here I am, just this young high school kid in this really adult grown-up thing, trying to forge my way in the middle of the Ozarks, Northern Arkansas.
Yeah.
And it was just very difficult. Very difficult time for me. So, I listened to some of these songs that we're going to play today, and some of them are really great, and some of them bring back horrible memories.
Yeah.
Not to put a damper on anything, because the 90s were great music for a lot of people.
They were.
My little brothers and sisters, I mean, that's their thing, the 90s. Mm. But I think we ought to just delve right into it.
I think so, too.
Unless you have any more 90s facts.
Grunge was invented. And grunge, you know what grunge is?
No. I wouldn't know. I could tell you if a certain song would be grunge.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
To me, grunge is like crap. I don't get it. I don't feel the need to bounce up and down and I want more. I don't know. I just don't see it.
Yeah. I agree completely.
So, back in the early 2000s, this would be after the 90s.
Okay.
I was asked to be a judge for a Battle of the Bands down at Snow College in Central Utah.
Uh-huh.
And I thought this would be great because I've done a lot of judging on bands.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this would be really good, especially at a college level. This should be really good. What they did not tell me is this was a grunge band competition. I'm not kidding you. Every band came out, there's just, I'm going to eat you and suck your guts out.
That's exactly.
I was just like, what in the freak?
And I think that's what turned me off to the 90s. Was
absolutely.
That. Yeah.
It was like this satanic cult grunge. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 2 chords for the whole song. And there was no rhythm to it. There was no lyrical flow to it. Anyway, so I just remember the first band went on and I'm sitting there like, what do I even say? And so anyway, one of the judges made some comments and the next one they got to me and I was like, what key was that in? I mean, someone please explain to me what just happened in my life?
It was a great time.
I feel dumber having listened to your song. Anyway, it was horrible. I totally messed that up for the bands. And because I'm sure that there is some sort of synchronization and talent and tonation that goes along with that. I just could not pick it out.
Right.
It was like mud. So, but anyway, on to bigger
things. If I do this, see if you can figure it out.
Oh, yeah. The Macaramba. Cucamonga. Macarona. Macaroni.
No.
Right? Carumba.
Yep.
Sort of. What song is it? Do you even remember?
It's the Macarena.
Macarena.
Yeah.
I got every one of them but the Macarena. I got macaroni.
It's because you're probably off carbs and you didn't come up with
it. Right. My brain starved.
Yep. That's too bad.
Gotcha.
Well, I think we should play a little game.
Let's play a game.
Wait, okay. We're going to play a game and see if you can figure out. I'll give you the name of the song. And folks, if you're listening in your car, you can play along with us. Who sang Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. I know this song, but I do not remember.
Really popular band in the 90s, Nirvana.
Nirvana. Got it. Okay, I lost one. Down one.
Oh.
MJ 1, Travis 0. Who's saying?
California Love. It's not the Beach Boys. It's a different version. This person died at 25 from a stray bullet in a car.
You're kidding. Died at 25?
Yeah. And I'm not sure if it was intentional or who knows.
I don't know who sings this.
That would be Tupac.
Tupac.
Tupac. Tupac.
Two packs a day.
Yeah. Sad.
Oh, that is sad.
Yeah. And he has other good songs.
But. Okay, well, I'm sure that was a good song during the 90s.
I think that you pulled up the wrong one, but that's okay.
Isn't this California Love?
Yes.
So how could it be the wrong one?
Because it just is.
Okay. Well, okay. I did not get that one. Sorry.
Okay.
Carry on.
Barbie Girl.
Barbie Girl. I have no idea who sings this song.
Yes, you do.
Well, I do now because
she
just looked.
Became but. Ownership of her own money.
No, she didn't. Are you thinking
the B word? BS is
Britney
her initials.
Spears?
Yes.
Okay, well, she doesn't sing Barbie Girl.
That's right. It's Aqua.
So this song is actually sang by a band called Aqua.
True.
Right?
Not Miss Britney.
So this is just a crazy song because it was so big, I think, in the 90s. But I would have turned the channel when this came on.
Okay. Well.
Anyway.
Aqua.
Weird. Weird.
The
weird.
Band. That's you guys off.
Weird, weird song. Weird song. I'm a Barbie girl in a
Barbie
world. I made
it's
of
fantastic.
Plastic. It's fantastic.
Very good.
Right?
Yeah. I think so.
I think being plastic would be fantastic. So speaking
I
of
like
Britney
plastic.
Spears, though,
yes.
You do have one of her songs.
I do.
On the list for the top 90s.
Hit me, baby, one more time. But now we've given you the answer.
Boom, boom. Bum, pa, pa. Oh, baby, baby.
Baby, baby. She kind of sings like this.
She sings like this.
Not quite. Can I hit you one more time?
I would. If I sang like this, you can hit me all day long.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I can see why you put that on your top list of 90s, but what I want to do is I want to hear you sing, oh, baby, baby.
Okay.
Just like Britney Spears. Come on. If you were getting a record deal right now.
Mm-hmm. Just the baby, baby part.
I want to hear it. Do you want me to count it in for you? Whenever you're ready.
Hit me one more time.
No.
Wait,
oh,
she's
baby,
not...
baby. That's all I'm asking. Sing, oh, baby, baby.
I thought she was going to sing with me.
No.
Okay.
No, I asked you. You're getting a record contract here.
Of course I am.
Yeah, so this is your audition. You have to sing, oh, baby, baby.
Okay, I need my hair in pigtails.
Okay, go
and
do
a belly
whatever
shirt.
Do whatever
oh, no.
Do whatever you need to do.
I'd be arrested for a belly shirt.
This is not a big, hard thing.
No, it
Three,
isn't.
Two, one.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know? I cannot okay. sing.
Hey, I liked it. That was good. Rushed, but it was good. I like that. Very good, MJ. All right. Carrying on. So now which one do you want to go over?
I'd like to go with Candle in the Wind.
This is such a good song.
Yeah.
I actually know who sings this.
Saw him 3 years ago in concert. Fantastic.
No kidding. He's in Vegas a lot, I think.
Yeah. You should go down.
So what's the story of this song?
It's about Princess Diana passing. He was real close friends with her. And she, you know, she really was, I don't know. I just think that she was very classy and a great lady.
a great song.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me you lived your life
like a candle in the wind.
Love it. Do you think Elton John let me be a background singer?
Sure. You can sit on the piano for him, stretched out. He'd like that. You should see his face doing this.
I could do like...
You're like a turkey.
I think I could wear a skirt and sit in the back of Elton John.
And you could do a belly shirt.
I could.
Yeah.
That's what we used to do in football. We used to tuck our jerseys up under
our... I forgot that, yeah.
Yeah, and let our bellies hang out.
Yeah.
I think it was intimidating to the other team.
Oh, for sure. Because I'm sure you had a one pack.
Like Jello pack.
But now, because you've lost so much weight,
it's like a two pack. When I sit I sit down, there's two. There's like a fold in the middle.
Oh my gosh!
So tell me about this one, MJ, that you've got on your list. Some Chumbawamba. What's this?
This is the name of the song.
I've heard this. Cause I get knocked down, I get up again.
It's all for the drinkers out there.
No way.
That have gotten plastered, and you know, they fall down, but then they got back up.
Is that for real?
Okay, that said a bad word. They're peeing the night away.
I have no idea. I don't even know what you're talking about. But is that a real story? It's for drinkers.
Well, no, that's what it means when he falls down on the ground. And see, now he's talking about drinks.
Okay.
It's Tub Thumping is the band.
Tub Thumping.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I've actually heard this song, and it's quite popular, I think. It's some, like, we hear it at, like, basketball games and stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
You get knocked down.
Okay. Wow.
I can understand why you put that in your list. Good work.
All right, thank you.
Good work. What else? What else is in your list before I come in and just stomp all your songs?
Let's see.
I know you have what? This one. You put this one in there.
Oh, yeah.
The spooky Halloween that they just kind of grew for like 5 minutes beginning of their song.
Yeah. That one guy's hanging on to a monkey with no legs.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
So honestly, I have to admit, I don't know who sings this song.
Really?
I don't. I do now.
Wow.
Because I'm looking at the screen.
Uh-huh.
But I would have not, until they actually start singing, I would have never guessed this.
That blonde kid right there is Aaron Carter.
Okay. Means nothing to me.
Oh.
Is he
I might or might not have liked him a little bit. But boy bands were really, really popular back then.
I think you were a boy band fan, is what I would gather.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I just kind of like their harmony. And yeah, the concert I went to, I was the oldest person there. There were some parents that were older than me, but oh my goodness, it was funny.
So they just said Backstreet's back, so I'm assuming it's the Backstreet Boys.
You are so good.
I can put two and two together. Okay, I can see Backstreet Boys were a big band in the 90s.
Yes.
They really were.
They were.
Okay.
I'm going to do some tidbits.
Okay.
Did you have something to say?
No, I don't have anything to say.
There's an interesting fact that there was a lot of female singers that came out in the 90s. Lauryn Hill. Can you remember anybody else?
Marie Osmond.
Yeah.
But she was out like in the 70s.
Yeah. She was a little bit country.
It's true. And we're a little rock and roll today. Oh, how about Joan Jett?
Oh, great.
Yes.
Great voice.
Yes.
There was
Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Very good. Alanis Morissette? Is that how you say her first name?
I think so.
Yes. Morissette. She was big. Morissette, maybe.
Sinead. Oh.
Who?
Connor. You know Amber?
Oh, yeah. She was in the Battleship movie. He.
It's a she.
He was the Battleship captain. The Red Hunt for the Red October.
Oh, it is not. Sean Connery. Oh, you're so funny. Sean Connery.
Who did you say?
Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor. Sorry, not Sean Connery. I don't know who Sinead O'Connor is.
Wow, we are on one today.
I love The Hunt for the Red October.
Such I love that show. Movie, too.
Oh, great show.
Squirrel. What about Spice Girls?
Okay.
Do you have a favorite?
I probably liked them all. I couldn't even tell you what song the Spice Girls sang.
Okay.
But I just know they wear like short shorts and stuff.
Of course you remember that.
That's
oh my
all
goodness.
I remember. It was the 90s. What was I? 18? Maybe.
Yeah.
I was like 20 in 95.
Wow.
Yep.
What about, these are some fun songs. Getting Jiggy With It. Name that singer.
I would have no idea.
Really Will Smith.
Will Smith, the actor, sang a song?
The actor, yep.
You're kidding.
I had no idea. A lot.
Huh, I have no idea.
Okay.
I know he was in lots of cool movies.
Yeah, he was. What about Can't Touch This?
Oh, how can you mention the 90s and not mention MC Hammer?
I loved his pants.
Honestly, you can't touch him.
No.
Not in the rap world.
No. Can't touch this. Ooh.
I actually sang this song once. Can't touch this. In the
really?
Shower. Yep.
In the shower?
Can't touch
did
this.
Did you do these moves?
I did his... I really think I would like a pair of MC Hammer pants just to wear around town.
Yeah.
Well, blessing me with a mountain rhyme and two front teeth and nude. You're down. I'm the old county. Go. As such.
Can't touch this. I told you, homeboy.
Such a great... I consider this rap, right? Would you consider this rap? So this is probably one of like three rap songs that I like.
Yeah. I am complete...
You know what I mean?
...agreement with that, yeah.
I really like that.
There's probably some more out there that we kind of like, but...
So you've got this one.
Yes, I do. Smells Like Teen Spirit. Dun, 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 dun. Who's the band? Number one band in
Nirvana.
The 90s. Yeah.
I know that.
And I almost would consider this a little bit grungy.
Except this has rhythm and rhyme to it.
True.
I mean, I can actually pick out the bass line, the guitar line, the drum line. And it has vocals to it.
Yeah, look at that crowd go. They all look like they're in a stance. So does the singer.
So this guy is the one that died, right? He committed suicide?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yep.
But there's like all a bunch of controversy around it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very good, Nirvana. Very good.
Very good.
Yes.
How about... What is it? I went to miss a thing.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah.
That's Aerosmith.
Very good. One of my favorite bands.
Yes.
Love them.
Love Aerosmith. Not one of my favorites, but I do like Aerosmith.
Okay. I don't want a thing. I don't want a thing is what it is, right?
No.
Okay.
And I don't
want to miss a thing.
If you guys
are completely thinking we're off our rockers today... Something's happened.
We are. Okay, my turn, right?
Okay.
We're going to talk about my songs from the 90s.
Let's talk about yours.
Songs that touched Travis in the 90s, okay?
Okay.
So hang on to your seats.
I'm holding.
Bear with me for a minute.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Okay? So we did your songs from the 90s. Check this out. Now, if you don't know what this song is right now, you're either dead or you grew up in the 20s. Because this is a very powerful song.
Yep.
Speaking of Halloween, which is coming right up for us right now.
Yep.
Metallica, everyone.
That's right.
Enter Sandman. Say your prayers.
If I told you the story about my daughter, she was a Wrangler, and this couple pulled up and in a Jeep and got out. The guy had white pants on to ride horses. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
And his wife wanted to go fast, so they split up. There was another guy that was working with Jamie, and so she was with this guy. And on those horseback rides, you have to come up with conversation just to make them
sure,
fun.
Absolutely.
So she was just like, "Well, what do you do for a living?" And he's like, "Not much. I just, sing a little bit." My name's Lars. My band is Metallica.
Oh my gosh.
So she used the, of course, or you can't sue us. He was signing and she kept that as her autograph.
Are kidding me. Oh my heavens.
But I guess
she took him horse riding?
Yeah, horseback riding.
Yeah, he sings a little bit.
His pants got dirty.
I can imagine that. How about this? So,
okay, I'm ready.
Another one of my favorite songs and favorite bands from the 90s. I just love this. R.E.M.
Yeah.
Losing My Religion. I don't know what it is about the song, but it just stuck in there with me. Not for you?
I'm not.
Oh, this one got me.
It's played a lot.
It's bigger than you. You are not me.
Oh boy.
Oh, I would go through.
Wow. Can we pick another song?
Sorry folks, MJ is not having a good day today. But this is a great song.
I know.
How about this one?
Okay.
How do you not love this?
It's smooth.
Santana.
Ah.
Yes.
Such a great band. Love it.
Rob Thomas. The song is called Smooth. Yep.
And what would you consider this?
Reggae rock?
Oh, that's
reggae
good.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I just love, I love anything with Santana in it. What a great guitar player.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that they look like they're from maybe Mexico or Spain or someplace.
Yes.
I love the song.
Take it away, buddy.
Was he holding a piece of French bread? That was weird.
That's a good question. I don't know. It makes me hungry.
Me too.
Okay, that's a good song from
that
the 90s.
Is.
How about this one? Give me some love on this one, everyone. I know this is not very fast-paced, but I just don't know if you can top this song.
All right. I completely agree.
You know who sings it?
Eric
Clapton. The man Clapton. Yeah. He has some of the best songs.
Love his playing of the guitar.
Don't sleep. This is one of those songs where it's like it's a moment of reflection. Everybody should be reflecting on their life right now and their significant other.
Did you snore?
No. I don't know. My wife says I do, but I know I don't.
Oh, poor
I
Megan.
I love that song.
Really pretty.
Okay. If you know Travis.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, my heck. We have to play this all the time.
If you know, you know. We did not play this one yet. This is the 90s. We played a lot of their songs of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if you've ever been to a football game or a basketball game where they don't play this song.
They do. They
Every
do.
Every game.
Have you been to their concert?
Oh, yes.
How many times?
Only once.
Oh.
And it was one of the highlights of my life. No, I never met him, but I just know one day they're going to call and ask me to come play bass for them.
Yep. It's important, AC/DC. Folks, to have high goals.
Thunderstruck.
To live out your dreams.
One of the greatest songs of all millennia.
Fill a build-up. Oh, yeah. Basketball games.
Oh, Brian Johnson just nailed it right there. See, you could die right now and be at peace.
That's right. You could die in a lightning storm with thunder as your last
I just got to let the verse come in. In the middle of a rock and roll time. Okay, love it.
Love it.
Love it. How about this one, everyone?
This is one of my all-time favorite bands.
Yeah, but this is in my list.
Well,
you already had your list. This is my list.
Are we five?
I love the Eagles too. Isn't this great?
It is. Love them. Your voice sounded kind of good at that point.
Thanks.
Yeah. You are searching Oh, your lip singing.
For a place to hide. I love the Eagles. I feel like this world is going into a dark place, and when I listen to some of these songs, it just brings back good memories.
Oh my goodness. I mean, see the scene.
You know,
running from the airplane.
Yes,
arms
yes,
embrace.
Yes.
Liv Tyler. Oh yeah.
If the world would listen to some Look of these songs right now, I just think it'd be a better place.
Yeah, we need positive things right now.
We need positive vibes.
And you know they're back to hoarding toilet paper again?
No.
Yeah, I'm like, what is with people?
I need some. I better go.
Here, stop it and just go to the bathroom.
No, go. I don't need to go right now. I just need to go get some.
Oh, okay.
Because I think we're like down to one roll. Anyway, Bryan Adams, 90s, okay?
Yep.
What a great song.
What a great voice.
So you're... Okay, let's move on. We're running out of time.
Okay.
So everybody's going to think I'm weird.
Okay. They already know.
But this band was very influential for me in the 90s. And one of the reasons why, because I was really trying hard to learn the bass. Les Claypool is the bass player and singer. I'll bet you $1 million you don't know who this was.
I don't know the name of this band. What is it?
Primus.
Oh.
And the song is called Jerry Was a Race Car. Jerry Was a Race Car Driver. Never did come in last.
What a fun song.
Isn't that crazy?
He kind of seems a little bit...
Very weird. Kind of more of a grungy feel to it.
Absolutely. With funk in there and
so
a little rock.
Yeah, a little funk, a little rock. So I mentioned there's like three rap songs in this world that I like.
Correct.
Here's the second one. The one was MC Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it.
And gets
my oh, wow.
Probably not the most wholesome of singers
yeah.
and songs.
Hey, come on.
Come on.
I think I could sing this one. So Tone Loc is the singer here. So I'm thinking that if I ever tried out for like The Voice, Swift's 97 The Voice or whatever, 98% The Voice,
right.
I would sing this song.
Alright.
I just love it. I love it.
You just like this video.
Probably. How about this? For the 90s, Travis's List. One of the best songs ever.
I've heard this song before.
You've heard it before?
Yeah.
You've sang this song, I know. Stay forever.
And there's a little smooching going on right now on this video.
Can you take
I think you should grow your hair like that.
If I could grow hair, I probably would.
You should get a wig.
The Damn Yankees.
Wow, I did not know that.
Me
I've heard the song though.
I'll just sing the bass part. All right, I got one more song I want to play for people on my list of the 90s.
Okay.
And again, one of my favorite bands. Not quite AC/DC, but pretty close.
I don't know, I'm a little deaf.
Is it too loud for you?
Don't you get it? I'm a little deaf.
Oh! I didn't even catch it. A little Def Leppard, baby. Come on.
Great acoustics. I like those shoes.
I just love Def Leppard. They're just such a great band, such a great sound. I love them.
They're okay. They're in my top 20.
Excuse me?
They're
they
okay.
would be in my top 5.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I hope everybody that we have brought some fun into your life today.
Hey, name me a popular thing that happened in the 90s. Or, you know, that was invented or whatever. You had a pair. And they were...
Pants. certain pants were invented in the 90s.
No.
Yes, the Jabros. Jabro pants.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I remember that, in high school.
All right. Something else, though. You wear them on your feet. That's the name of this
MJ, what's shoes popular? Have been around for a longer than 90s.
Yes, I have, Sonny.
What, you're talking about a brand of shoe?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I know you've worn them. Probably even on your mission you wore them.
On my mission?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Doc Martens.
Woo!
I did have a pair on my mission.
Wow, that's great. Did you have a Discman? A Sony Discman?
Sony Discman, I did. Who didn't have a Sony Discman?
Exactly. Did you have a baby beanie? A beanie baby?
No, but my little sisters did.
Ah.
Yeah, they did. Sony Glad. Discman. I remember those.
Yeah.
That
I think
is
I
amazing.
Still have one. Like, I really do.
Holy cow, what a blast from the past.
What a blast.
That's crazy.
Remember doing da 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 da
yep.
da 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 Macarena.
Macarena.
Or macaroni.
Macaroni. Love that. Well, I say we sign off for the day. I think it's been a good one.
I think it's been phenomenal.
Should we thank our hospital sponsors?
Yes, because it's the best hospital around.
Thank you, Star Valley Health, for all you do for us and the community. EcoLife, we can't kill bugs without you. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, your feet would be busy if you were stomping on it. So it's good to call EcoLife.
It is. Yeah. For all your pest control and lawn care needs.
Who else should we thank? Did we thank SVI?
We did. Media? We thanked SVI Media at the very beginning.
Okay.
And we need some more sponsors. We would love for everyone to come and sponsor our podcast.
Or a pizza.
Or a pizza. We'd take a pizza.
Mm-hmm. Can you have pizza on your diet?
Yes.
Oh.
But I have to run like 4 miles.
Oh. You don't do the cauliflower?
Nope. I don't do cauliflower crusts.
Okay.
I never have. I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I just have not.
I have. I don't like that either.
Don't you?
Mm-mm.
I'm just kind of a traditional pizza guy.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Well, wonderful 90s today. We thank everybody for joining us, even though we've been kind of crazy. This is Why Your Story Podcast. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And we will catch you on the flip side.
That's right. Ciao, bella.
See ya.